actually solving problems? You're actually doing work?
Nope. Okay, here we go. We're in the Rambam Hilchos Psulim Kedushin Perek Beis, Halacha Beis, Chapter 2, Law 22. Some other relevant laws to blood. What if you have the following? You have regular blood that needs to be sprinkled, but other liquids mix into it. Not blood of one korban and blood of a different korban, but different liquids, such as, now you've got to listen carefully, because it depends, the order of how it happens makes all the difference in the world. So let's look carefully now. Dam, let's say you have regular blood of a korban, absolutely perfect blood, not a problem, but let's say you had a, let's just say dam, you have blood, let's say in the, you had, let's say, water in the receptacle upon which you did the Kabbalah Sadam. So water is not a good thing to sprinkle with, right? So dam shenafa letoch hamayim. Let's say blood goes into water.
You're just diluting it.
Oh, letoch dmei chulin, or blood that's blood of chulin. Just totally random kosher. Kosher, but not a korban, not a korban. And you got some kosher blood, so to speak, in a thing. So now again, the blood from the animal that you need to sprinkle its blood, it now has mixed into a bowl of water or into a bowl of regular chulin blood. Lo yiza mimenu, you cannot sprinkle with that blood. Vim hizan, if you do sprinkle, pasul becomes pasul. Okay, even if, let's say, it's going to look like, let's say the blood goes into water, let's say it even looks like blood, you're going to see it's still going to be puzzle. Let's just do both ends aloch, and you'll try to understand the difference over here. So, fine, that's puzzle. But what about the reverse? Let's say you had the bowl had the good blood for the korban to be sprinkled, but before you sprinkle, the opposite happened. Nafal mayim l'toch adam. Now water falls into the blood. Shabbat Mizrik, in the bowl. Now it's an interesting halacha. We take a look at the blood, and let's say, what does it look like? How much water has fallen? Does it look like blood?
Did it dilute it?
Or does it look like water? So, im yesh bo mar edam, if it still looks like blood, kosher. It's okay. Yeah. Because it looks like blood, so we're okay.
The other way, it didn't look like blood?
Oh,
it did, but it doesn't matter.
Wait, so we've got to understand why it doesn't matter. That's going to be the issue. So the commentaries say, when the blood falls into the water, then we say each drop
dilutes.
Of blood that goes in becomes bottled into the water.
Yeah, right.
The next drop gets bottled into the
same
water.
Thing.
The next drop gets bottled into the water.
That's why the order matters.
But when we reverse it, the blood is good. Now, in other words, when you're into water, water's bad. Putting blood into it, well, soon the blood goes in the water, it's bad. Next, bad, 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 because it's always being nullified.
So if it's pouring
rain, other
hand, if it's pouring rain, then you're okay.
It's just one drop at a time into the...
Right, but if you got the blood here first, blood is good. So now the question is, how much water, if the water came to such an extent it doesn't look like blood anymore, well, then I don't got blood. But that means a lot, while the reverse doesn't work. So now let's say, okay, so let's say you got the blood here, but instead of water, another red-colored thing goes in. So now how am I going to know? How am I going to know if it was retaining the color of blood? Because I'm going in as red as well. So let's say, look, how about wine goes into the blood? Odam chulin, or chulin blood goes in. Then we have to try our best guess assessment. Omdim, we evaluate also. If this amount of blood
water.
That went in, blood,
yeah.
Or wine, had it been water,
what would it look like? Ilo
hayamayim, imroi levatel dam shev mizruk, would it nullify, if it was water, would that be enough that would nullify the look of the blood in the bowl? Atshelo yemarev kemarev dam, it wouldn't look like blood, then I raise Elias, we can't sprinkle in it. Vimeinimroim, but it's not fit to make it look like that, then levatel to nullify marev, it's color, then yes, you can't sprinkle.
Really,
so you have to
it
know how
like.
Much, you'd have to, right.
It's the proportion.
You have to know the proportion, so you'd have to figure, okay, let's say you knew I had 10 ounces of blood in the bowl and 3 ounces of the other blood came in. Okay, now if I could just do a trial, I'll take another bowl and say if I have 8 of blood and put 3 of water in, what would it look like?
Right.
So that would be the answer to that.
The color is going to be lighter.
So again, I'm sure that you would have to go into more detail what would be considered Maret Dom. What's a Maret of Dom? If it's very, very light pink, it probably doesn't look like blood. I mean, blood is deep red, so it has to be deep red. You know what blood looks like when you bleed. It's deep red. If it's pink, it isn't blood.
Doesn't from your body to his body all look different shade?
All people bleed the same.
No, but it's my color.
No.
You ask whose blood is redder than the other person?
It's all blood.
Aren't there different colors of blood?
Only if you're royalty, Howard.
That's purple.
Howard, if you're if you're royal, it's blue blood.
If you have very sick, if you have emphysema or something, your oxygen's really low.
Yeah.
Normal blood is blood.
Normal is red.
If it is pink, it ain't blood, man. There's nobody alive who has pink blood, as far as I know.
No.
Bunny mouth.
Okay, moving on. Hello, Gimel. Now, let's look at another issue over here. Tam HaKotchim. Let's say you have Kotchim blood. Now, what got mixed up with this over here? Shinis Arev Bidam Psule HaMizbeach.
Oh, no.
Blood of a Psule Mizbeach. Let's say an animal that had a mum. Or any of the other 18 psulim, let's say the animal that couldn't be brought was involved with the bestiality or things like that. Oh, so the animals, but it was shechted anyway, you got blood of that. Obedama kachim shenifsu b'shchita, or let's say blood of kachim, it mixed in to regular blood, got puzzled by the shchit. In other words, it wasn't shechted properly. Yeah. You shechted one animal and you didn't shecht properly. So now that not good blood is that, then Yishafecha Kolam, it all gets spilled out.
It's tainted.
It's tainted. Because tainted water is nothing. What's water? Water is not plus or minus. Wine, not a plus or minus. Even a non-Kutchim blood, that's also okay. But here it's a psul. So that makes a psul there. What if Afilu, let's say, had a whole bunch of cups and everything got mixed up, all different kinds. Afilu shkorvu kola koises, let's say you had a whole bunch and you sprinkled them all, but one cup was still left and you didn't sprinkle. And you know you have mixed in all of these some bad blood. Chutz meyachad, even if one wasn't. Yishofek la'ama, that one is still left, throw it out. V'chol osan smachin, all the other ones that you sprinkled, psulim, no good. Because they're all mixed with not good blood. Now, here's a different thing. What if you have regular blood, and then you've got what we call dam hatamtzis? Dam hatamtzis is the blood. You have the blood that comes right out of the base of shechita. That's called dam hanefesh. That's what you're supposed to. But the blood that comes later is called dam tamtzis, the next stage blood. It's not the life blood. So what if you mix up nisarev bidam tamtzis? Let's say from a good animal, but the secondary blood mixes into that. You got to spill it all out as well, because you're not allowed to do zrika with that.
Right. You can't do zrika with
that. And it's interesting that it depends. Certain things you make decrees, certain things you don't make decrees.
Right.
So therefore, we're afraid if you're going to use that, you may use dam tamtzis. That's the thing. In other words, I should use dam tamtzis. It's like close enough to being in the game, but not in the game. We could make that mistake.
That makes it worse than
chumrah. Yes, exactly. Right? So that makes it much worse. And therefore, something that's normal to happen, we make a gzera. Okay, one second.
I don't see how anybody would know when.
While other things usually don't find themselves in the Beis HaMikdash, you know, like other things that are usually outside. Mundane animal blood doesn't belong in the base mix. It's an unusual case. No one's going to think I can sprinkle mundane blood in the base mix. But dam tamtzis, which is so close, it makes sense to decree it. The imlo shal, and what if the guy didn't ask and just sprinkled anyway? Vinasan kosher. It's kosher because, after all, it really isn't bad, but because of the decree, we say it's not good.
How would anybody know when he cuts the neck? Whether the blood...
They know. You ask a butcher, they'll tell you.
So there's...
There's the amount that comes out right away, and then arterial. Just drips afterwards.
I see. So that's arterial blood is the first
thing. Chaf Dalet. Now, another issue's over here. Ha'emurim. Okay, let's say the parts of the animal fats that are supposed to be... Every animal has fats that are supposed to be burnt on the mizbeach. That's one thing. The avri olos and body parts of an ola, which all get burnt. Vakmatzim, when you have a mincha, and take the komates, that's supposed to get burned. We'll see what's going on with these. Valavon, the frankincense is supposed to be burned. Umenachas hanisrafos, or let's say a whole mincha that gets burned. That's when a kohen brings a mincha. You don't take a komates off. The whole mincha gets burned. Okay. Achar shniskachu bichli chares, sharis. These last two cases with the minchas, after they've been put in a ministering vessel, after the kmitza, or you don't need a kmitza, and now it's holy. So now, here's the issue. How are you supposed to put them on the mizbeach? Now, how are you supposed to put the limbs on the mizbeach? How do they get from the limb to the altar?
How do you carry it?
With your hands.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the main point, with your hands. Okay.
As opposed to what?
With a vessel.
A vessel.
Okay.
I took a fork and yapped it up there, right? You're supposed to take it with your hands, carry it up to the mizbeach, and then from the mizbeach, up from the kevesh, get salted.
Yeah.
You take it, you toss it with your hands.
Toss.
How about a mincha? How does that go onto the fire?
It has to be with a kmitza.
No. Right. The kmitza goes in a bowl. It's in the bowl. Right. How does it go from the bowl to the mizbeach?
Splash it off?
Toss it from the bowl.
Right.
Not with your hand.
Nah.
Here's the issue. What if I did with the bowl to the hand and the hand to the bowl?
Reaching out of the bowl with your
instead of tossing the meat with your hand, you do it with a utensil. Instead of the mincha with the utensil, with your hand.
Yeah.
If you put these on the fires in the wrong way, whichever way the wrong way would be, bein bayamim is, and really should be with your right hand, right? But you did the left hand, whatever. Yeah. I really should. They're all kosher. Yeah. This is not such a serious issue for that. Okay. Another issue.
Make a man be dexterous.
Hayayin v'hamayim. Okay, there's wine and there's water that gets libated in the mizbeach. So let's say shenich sinischam. Now they came to the corner of the mizbeach. You poured them onto the corner of the mizbeach, and again, there's specific utensils you're supposed to use. What if you don't use the precise utensil, but it's at least a ministering utensil? That's the main point over here. Bein bakar, doesn't matter if it's a bowl, bein bahin, or it's a type of bowl that's really a measuring. There's some of their measuring bowls, but it's way too big of a measurement. Bein bisharkas, or any other ministering vessel for that point. Sherem, they're all kosher. Any ministering vessel is fine. Nischam bechli chol, but if you put them in a mundane utensil, obiyot, or you pour with your hands, that's possible. So the wine is a little, or water is a little bit different. It has to be at least a ministering vessel. Can't be anything less than that. Okay, chavav. Evarim shesidram. Okay, how about the limbs that you've... here's an interesting halacha. You're supposed to, when you burn all the things, you first arrange the logs, the way the wood, and then you put the limbs or whatever else on top. That's what it's supposed to be done. What if you reversed it for whatever reason? You reversed it. Let's say you put the meat first and the logs afterwards.
Underneath the meat?
I mean, you're poking,
on top.
You're poking
the
logs with a poker?
No. The arrangement shall be as follows.
Yeah.
You're supposed to take a bunch of logs, crisscross them. You make a fire once, and you put a couple blocks on. Then meat goes on top. That's what it's supposed to be done. What if, for whatever reason, you chose to put the meat first?
And the logs second.
And now you're putting logs on top of the meat. Okay.
Logs on top of the meat.
That's what he
on
said.
On top of the
logs
meat.
On top
That's
of the
not
meat.
The way to do it.
On top. Yeah.
All right. Or the same thing with a komates or anything else that has to get burned. So a varim shesidrum, if you take body parts that get arranged, if it can komate shesidrum, or the komates that gets arranged, and then the cedar etzim al marachal amam, you arrange the wood on top of that which is the wrong order, or shesidra mitzides, or let's say you put them to the meat to the side of the wood, not on top of the wood. Hareza suffek. It's a doubtful situation if it's good or not. And im derech hakdorbecha, is this called the way of burning the animal stuff or not?
Or
is it not? Oein derech hakdorbecha. Therefore what? Lefikach lo yasekem. You don't do it lechatchila. But what if you did? We must. It's acceptable. What do you mean it's acceptable? Well, it can't mean it's acceptable in terms of the kapara because the animal already sprinkled the blood.
Yeah.
You've already separated the comates. So there was your kapara. The only question is,
you got the kapara,
but will it be considered a reyach nichoach before Hashem? Mm. Will it be a pleasant offering before Hashem? So b'diyevet, if you did that, we would consider a pleasant offering before Hashem.
Can I ask you a quick question? When we put the meat on the fire, is the fire already going?
And we're yes.
So you can't put the meat on then light the fire.
That's the problem.
So,
but well, we
like
don't know.
Barbecue.
We don't know if that's the shayla that we have not answered. Exactly. That's the shayla.
Like any barbecue, if you get too close to the flame with your hand, you know you drop.
Howard,
the meat
we're not trying to eat this meat. It's a big difference,
Hashem's
Howard.
Eating. I know. But
when you make a barbecue,
when
you want to make a barbecue, you want to eat the meat. We're not interested in eating the meat. We're consuming the meat. It's being burnt, so it's not your barbecue situation.
Yeah, but you got to be careful. Put your hand over.
I don't care about being careful. You had to be careful all the time. There were raging fires going on. You had to be careful all the time.
I'm just saying that's why the meat got off to the edge instead of on the middle, because somebody was afraid of burning their hand.
Doesn't matter.
You don't put it there. You throw it.
It's a suffix.
It's a toss.
It's a suffix.
Yes. Don't we often have suffix where we say even bidyevet, it's not acceptable?
Okay, here I'm saying it's okay. Yeah. It's after the fact, it's okay. After the fact,
but
it's okay.
When you toss it, you can miss.
Okay, let's move on. Aleph. So don't miss. Don't miss, Howard. That's all. All right? That's where the koanim get trained, to not miss.
They don't miss.
Okay, the next perek shlishi is going to now involve a little tricky topic, so to speak. We're going to be focusing on the top of the mizbeach, number one. That's the first thing. And there's going to be a rule that will get explained, really won't be fully explained until halacha gimel, if I'm not mistaken. So we won't understand everything until we get to halacha gimel. But there are certain things that once they go to the top of the mizbeach, even though they should not have, they've been brought a little bit prematurely to the top of the mizbeach, they're eventually supposed to go there, but we weren't supposed to bring it that fast. And you brought it a little bit early. So under certain circumstances, we say, well, once it's up, we don't bring it down.
That's it.
We don't bring it down. There's other situations that, well, no, even though you should, but no, you got to bring it down. It's not supposed to be there. So that becomes the issue. What type of issues that we shouldn't be bringing it up, but if once you brought it, we keep it up there, and if or some that you have to put down. So let's start with a simpler halacha first. Now, let us remember, kodshei kadashim, where do they have to be slaughtered?
In the north.
The northern part of the Azara.
Right.
Now, here's an interesting case. What is the top of the Mizbeach considered? The northern part of the Azara, southern part of the Azara. What do we consider? Let's put it this way. If you do Kachi Kedoshim, south of the Mizbeach is for sure possible.
That's possible.
Because it's not north.
Okay. You do it north, it's good.
Okay.
How about on it?
I'm just saying, so now wait. So south is for sure not good. So what if instead of shechting it on in the north by those hooks over there, you shechted it on top of the Mizbeach? Well, what do we consider that? Well, first of all, geographically, let's look. The Mizbeach is centered to the Azara.
Right.
So theoretically, the midpoint of the Mizbeach is the midpoint. So there'd be technically a northern part of the Mizbeach and a southern part of the Mizbeach.
Yeah.
So let's say I shech this animal on the southern part of the Mizbeach. What's going to be the halacha? So the first blessed say, well, it's not the northern side. You'd think it's not good. To which the Rambam is going to say, no, anywhere on the Mizbeach is considered the northern side. And it's considered good. Any animal that gets shechted. Now, you weren't supposed to shecht it. You're supposed to shecht it in the base of Mitbuchayim, right? How about Shlomim? Where's Shlomim shechted?
Anywhere.
Anywhere. So a lot more room to shecht a shlomim than a chattas,
sure.
An ola?
Yeah.
Okay. So now you have all these ideas in mind. So now I want to know, what happens if you shecht a ola on top of the Mizbeach, not on the northern side?
Yeah.
You shecht a shlomim on the Mizbeach, not anywhere on the Mizbeach.
Wait, a shlomim on the Mizbeach?
On top of the Mizbeach and not anywhere in the Azor.
Oh, okay.
What would be the sides to say not good? Well, for an ola, you'd say, well, it's not necessarily on the north side. Shlomi can say, why are you doing that on the Mizbeach? You got the whole Azara.
Yeah,
you have to use the Mizbeach. I understand Ola only have a certain amount of space.
It could be really crowded.
But Shlomi, you got the whole Azara. You had a pum ping on the Mizbeach. So each one has a little side to say it's not good. To which Aram is going to say, no matter what, Shefi on the Mizbeach, B'di Eved, 100% kosher. That's what Aram says in Halach Aleph. Kodshe Kedashim, that normally need to be Shechlin on the northern side. Sheshachtam Barosh, Shechlin on top of the Mizbeach, we hold, it's Ki'il Shechlin, it's as if you're Shechlin on the northern side.
Wow.
Shenemar, the Pasuk says that you could, Vizavacht Olav, you could Shecht the Achatas, an Ola, Es Ola Secha, on the Mizbeach. And an Ola is one of the Kachi Kadashim, so we'll apply all Kachi Kadashim could be there. And also, the Pasuk says, Eshlomecha, and you're Shlomim. Yeah. So therefore, the Pasuk says that you could Shech them on the Mizbech. So once the Pasuk says so, Melamed, that teaches us, once I have Ola and Shlomim, that becomes the Binyanah for all Kurbanos. Shekolam Mizbech, Roy L'Shchita is all there, for the entire Mizbech is considered worthy for Shchita, U'Shchita Sashom, you could. It's not obviously the optimal, but the evidence, if you did, it is okay. Wow. Now we get to, now listen carefully now. Remember, there's an order to when you bring a korban, right?
Yeah.
You start with the shchita. Then what's the next part?
You got to get the blood.
The zrika. And then what's an ola?
No, not the zrika.
What?
You get the blood. You collect the blood. Okay. And then
so let's look
the
at
blood.
An ola. What are the first few steps? Shechting, receive the blood, sprinkle the blood, then?
Cut it up, then take
cut
the
it up and start skinning it a little
yeah,
bit.
Skin it,
and then you cut it up into pieces.
Yes.
Okay, now, what if you're going to cut it up? What if you start bringing it up?
Before it's better.
And then later you bring it up. When do you bring it up?
When it's all
way
cut up.
Later down on the stage, yeah. Right? So let's see what happens here. Base. Oyla sheshachta barosh hamizbeach. Well, it's ola, you shechted it on top of the mizbeach.
So it's already there.
So it's ready up there now.
It's already up there.
So now, am I going to take it down to cut up the pieces?
Oh, that's a good question.
Right? Where do we normally cut it up? Remember
down
where?
Below.
Where? North of the Beis Hamitbachaim.
Yeah.
The furthest northern part. Remember there were the hooks over there with the little tables? That was really north, right? But that made sense because you shechted it north by the
right
hooks.
There already.
Just moved a little bit over, ended over there. So you shechted it there, quickly coined, received the blood. Sprinkle the blood. Okay, now I can go start cutting up the animal.
Take it out.
But now, what did you do? You went and shechted it on the top at the get-go. Or oh, she shechted him out. Let's say you shechted in the right place below. But hell is up. But then right away, you took the animal, the whole carcass right up to the top of his back.
Without cutting it.
Yeah. So now, what do you do now? Here becomes the rule. Once you've brought it up.
Don't take it down.
In many scenarios, we don't bring it down. So therefore, Yafshid also skin it there on the Mizbeach. Might be a little difficult. You don't have a hook, right?
It's a little
but
challenging.
And cut it up in its place. Because the entire Mizbeach, we say the rule is if you bring it up there, you don't take it down unless you have to. But here's one you have to. Now remember, part of the cutting up the animal, there's one real stinky part of it, the intestines.
Yes.
What did you have to do to the intestines? You recall before you bring it to the Mizbeach?
You had to wash them out.
You had to wash them. Different
empty
ones.
Them and wash them.
Needed a lot of washing. Yeah. It was a special part. It was smelly. You wanted
different
place.
Oh, my goodness.
Now it's horrible.
No. Oh, now it's out of the Mizbeach. So that we don't do. Umor, the rep, almost all the body parts you can cut up over there. But umorid hakravayim u'dichlamata. But the intestines you take down because it's insulting to the Mizbeach to have such smelly work. And then once it's washed out, then you bring them back up. Now, but there's one thing you're not going to keep there the whole time, the skins. The skins belong to the Kohanim.
Yeah.
So now once the entire skin has been taken off, or you take the skins down and you give it to the Kohanim.
Wow.
Okay, now let's take a similar idea, Gimel. Okay, how what's a little different now? So far we're talking about, and let's say any other zevel, let's say a shlomim now, okay? Shchutim, that was shechted either on the ground and brought up, or if you shechted it on top of the mizbeach, it's going to be similar. Sha'olagavi mizbeach, so what do we do there? Well, there's different amounts, there's an extra thing over here. How is this different than an ola? What's the difference between a shlomim and ola? Basically,
you eat some.
You can eat some.
You can eat a lot.
So that means if you brought the whole carcass up onto the mizbeach, what's going to go down? Not only the intestines that get washed
meat,
out,
the meat.
But the meat. That's the next point.
Beautiful.
So mafshitin, you strip off the animal. Umenachem, you chop it up on top of the mizbeach. Umor da kravaim, you take down the intestines, umedichim b'mayim, and you wash them with water. V'chayisim al samdim, bring them back up, okay, with the chaylev on them that's going to get burned.
Skins.
But umor da sa'or, you bring down the skins that go to the garden. But here's the extra part. V'es ha'basor, and the meat. V'nos, when you give it to the owners, because they can't eat it on the mizbeach, right?
No.
So that goes down.
V'chozer
u'maktish, and then you burn what's up there, because now you can burn what's left over there, because part of it gets burnt as
so
well.
In order, Rabbi, if this, when you bring it down, like you have to bring and wash the items. Those
really, everything's got to get washed first. Then, everything's got to get washed,
and then take it back up, and then bring down the.
Does the coin get the hide?
Yeah, the coin gets the hide.
It means.
The coin gets the height.
Yeah, that's
okay, now, why don't we say take the whole thing down? Why are we doing this? Why do we say Eliyav should be not the worship? We say strip it off and cut them. Why are we doing this? Here's the answer. Shekola royal ishim. Anything that's fit to be burnt on the Mizbeach, it's called an Ishei Lashem. Whatever's fit to be burnt on the Mizbeach. Im olal rosh mizbeach, if went to the top of the mizbeach, lo yei raid, we don't take it down, even though the time you brought it up, it's not fit to be burnt yet, because you have not cut it up into pieces. Doesn't matter. It is ultimately meant to be burnt on the mizbeach. And Shenemek, as the pasuk says, kol hanogea b'mizbeach, anything that touches the mizbeach, as it were, went up on the mizbeach, yikdash is sanctified. Therefore, it's sanctified, it's holy, so keep it up there. That's it, even if you prematurely bought it. So wait a minute, but what if I bring something up there, but really I wasn't supposed to, and it's not good for it to be up there? Yochel, I might think, even though it's not fit, what do I mean by that?
I mean, it was never
No, I don't mean that. I mean, what about the meat of the shlomim that the owner could eat? You're not supposed. Really, let's look at this. A shlomim, the part that goes to the owner never goes on top of the mizbeach.
Yeah.
So wait a minute. I might think of this. Wait a minute. I've already put it up. It's holy. It's going to Hashem. Bye bye. We can't take it down.
No.
Because anything that's up doesn't go down. No. We mean only that's meant to eventually be burnt. So Yochel, I might mistakenly think Afal Pishen, or even though it's not fit to be burnt, it's meant to be eaten. You might think, yeah, but it touched the mizbeach, so now it's holy. No, Talmud Loimer, because then it adds, Hi ha'oila al-mokta, the ola that gets burned. So that's the point. The rule becomes, anything that's brought prematurely to the Mizbeach, that is supposed to be burnt on the Mizbeach, even though it's a step or two that it should have been done beforehand, we keep it up there and do the steps up there. But if it's never supposed to be burnt, and it's supposed to be down to begin with, so you were not supposed to bring it up, therefore, we will take it down. And let's just do one short one. One more. It's really short. Dalit. How about like this? How about if you bring a cow up while it's alive? But you didn't shecht it yet.
You said you could shecht it on the mizbeach.
Let's think about it. Should you shecht it?
No.
If you bring it down.
Would you say, well, once I brought it up, I got to shecht it here?
No. Why? You can bring it down.
Well, you might think if I brought it up already, I should shecht it.
It doesn't become holy just by going up.
Well, no, that's not the point. You'll see. Dalad. Oila shehela chai, if you take an ola alive. Now, remember, the case before, you didn't ask any questions. You just shechted the ola, now you're asking questions. Right. But if you brought it up alive, the first thing they're going to tell you, if it's alive
take
on the Mizbeach, take it down. Why? Because while it's alive, can you burn a live animal on the Mizbeach?
No.
So Shadayin Eina Ra'uya, it's not fit as a korban.
That's witches.
Right? It's something that cannot be burned. You cannot burn it alive. Once it's shechted, it's dead, and it's going to be burnt dead, as it were. Okay? So therefore, you don't have that. Same thing in hay. It's the same thing. The chen komets, I mean, what about the komets of the mincha?
Same involved.
Right? The komets of the mincha, but shaloni Scottish, you didn't put in a klisharis yet. So it's not supposed to be burnt yet. The komets, before it's in klisharis, it's like the animal being alive. Same status. V'chol yisur mizbeach, or anything that's usher to go on the mizbeach, let's say, animals that are not supposed to be brought as a korban. Let's say he worshipped as an idol or something like that. Shaul, you brought it up also. Well, that's never going to get burnt on the Mizbeach either. Yerdu, take it down, Levisha. Einam roim mitchons, because they're not even from the beginning allowed to be brought. So the komates could, but it's way too early. And you can't, it's not even to be burnt yet. But the other ones that are puzzle, they're never going to get shecht. It's therefore you take them. And I already see the basic rule. If it goes up and it's supposed to get burnt, and you brought it up too early,
we keep
it there and burn it. Anything that's never supposed to get burnt, basically, or it's premature, it's before you even could even think of burning it, it has to go down.
So we don't talk about the, but it's about an aspect of Kedusha that doesn't let you bring it down. It's just not the time to
It's got to be something that should be eventually